It is 6 minutes past seven, and here with what it says in the papers is Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Justin. If you were listening this time yesterday morning, you'd have heard the list of stories about those who died on Irish roads in the past weeks. We didn't know it then, but this time yesterday morning, two more names had just been added to that list of the road dead. This is the crash near Gormanston in Meath at 6:30 yesterday. In the papers, the Star's front page shows the smashed vehicles, while the Sun names the two drivers who died. The Mail says that road deaths are spiralling and has a graphic showing the fall and rise of road deaths over the past 10 years. A few pages over, the Mail has photos from the other story making all the papers this morning, the Ukraine war. There are pictures from a Russian drone attack in Kharkiv. In one from Reuters, a teenage girl wrapped in a green blanket is supported by a rescuer in a helmet. She has her hands up to her mouth. The caption under the same picture on the front page of the Irish Independent tells us that her mother has just been killed. The Examiner also prints the photo, and beside it, another image from the attack where a man is shown crouching in rubble, his hand resting on the dead body of his wife. Elsewhere in the Examiner, Fergus Finlay is writing about the Ukraine peace plan. He describes it as the worst appeasement since Munich and says that Europe should stand against it. Minister for Foreign Affairs Helen McEntee doesn't agree. In the Mirror, she's quoted as saying that the reports from all sides were extremely positive. In the Irish Times, Daniel McLaughlin has a long report from a city in Ukraine near the front line. The headline there, a Ukrainian city waits for a peace deal or for Russian troops. The Examiner and the Irish Times have court reports relating to the assault on a young man in Cork, which left him with a brain injury. The court heard that two groups of young men who were out socialising separately in the city tangled, and one of them was punched three times, after which he fell, hitting his head. The man who punched the victim expressed his remorse and brought €20,000 to court in compensation. The victim said his life is now one of medical visits and financial uncertainty. The judge said he was minded to impose a custodial sentence on the attacker as a deterrent to other young men, but on the other hand, he said he didn't think society would be served by the accused spending a period in custody. The headline over the story in the Times, student who caused man's brain injury with punch spared jail. And The Independent has a story about an Italian man accused of claiming his late mother's pension. After she died, he cut his hair like her, put on foundation and lipstick, old-fashioned clip-on earrings and a pearl necklace. He then set out to renew her identity card and went to have his photo taken at the relevant government agency. However, the staff decided to call the police. They thought there was something off about him. They thought his hands weren't those of an 85-year-old woman, and even though his voice was feminine, it would occasionally go quite deep. The Independent says that staff also noticed that the applicant had quite a thick neck.
Can't disguise that, Ronan. Thank you very much indeed.